We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning 5 lines from the top with 2 dots. In our Mishnah, we had a machloikis. When is the new year for Maisa Behema? That means that you take every time you have 10 animals, you take one for Maisa Behema, you bring it up to Yerushalayim and you eat it as a carbon. And you're not supposed to take off Maisa from the flock from 1 year on the other year. And what's a cutoff point? When's the new year for Maisa Behema? So Machloikis. The Tanakhama said Echad Be'el, which we saw as Rav Meir. And Rav Eliezer and Rav Shimon say it's Echad B'Tishrei. And the Gemara now is explaining from Sukkim what the Machloikis is. Om Rav Yechanan, V'shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both Darshu in one Pasuk. It's a Pasuk to tell him, says like this. Shenema, Lov Shu Karma Tzoyin V'amalkim Ya'atvu Bar Yisra'ahu Af Yashiru. And the title of the Pasuk, according to our Gemara, is Lov Shu Karma Tzoyin means when do the tzoyin will become pregnant, that means they're closed with their pregnancy. Va'amokim ya'atvavar means the valleys are covered, ya'atvav is also covered with bar, with tvua. Yisrael after shiru means when the wind blows, the wheat hit each other and they make like a music, make sound, then they sing. So when is these 3 times? Remeya Sava. Amosai loves to karma tzoyin. When do the tzoyin become pregnant? Bizman sha'amokim ya'at bubar. When the valleys are covered with tvua. Ve'emesai amokim ya'at bubar. Which month of the year is that? That is ba'adar, right before Nisa, right before it ripens. It's covered in bar, it's covered in tvua. That's ba'adar. So mis'abre is ba'adar. They become pregnant ba'adar, and we know the Zman Ibor of Behemoth Daka Rashas Chamisha Chadashim is 5 months. So therefore, when did they give birth? They give birth in Av, in Chodesh Av, which is 5 months later. V'yaleles v'av. So Rosh Hashanah Shalahem is El, because right next to the time, samuch to the time when they give birth, is when the new year starts for the Maisa Behemoth, which is right after Av, which is Rosh Chodesh El. That's according to the Ramamei. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, Rim, they types different. Amosai lov shu karma tzoyin. When do the tzoyin become pregnant? Bezman Yisrael afishiru. When the tvua is hitting each other and making sound, making music. Amosai shibalim emeren shira. When do the shibalim, when do the stalks say shira? But Nisan, it's a Nisan, because then already it's dried, everything's ripened, it's still attached, but it's still attached to the ground. It's still mekubel karka, but when is it ripened? In Nisan. So Misabra is Benisan. They become pregnant in Nisan, and 5 months later is El, we led us by El. Rosh Hashanah Shalahem is Tishrei. So the Shaila is, what are the other mandiyam do with the Maisa? Says 3 different things in the Pasuk. It says, Lof Shukar Matzoyin, Amokim Yatu Bari, Surah Afishiru. So V'idoch, Nami Iksiv Yisrah Afishiru. According to Rameya that learns that it's misabris in the time, it becomes ma'ubar in the time of amokim ya'at v'bar, which is an ada when it's covered with tfuah. What does it do with the pasuk Yisrael af yashiru? Ahu b'afalasa da'avim v'nisan. That's talking about the later ones. There are some that become pregnant in Nisan, a little later in Adar, the late bloomers, those behemoths get pregnant a little later, and that's the remez in the pasuk Yisrael af yashiru. V'idach nami, according to Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, we did the pasuk amokim ya'at v'bar. V'idach nami, k'siv amokim ya'at v'bar. So my answer is, Ahu, b'charifasa da'asim adar. The most of them become pregnant in Nisan, according to this man, Yama. But some of them become pregnant in Adar, the ones who are quicker, the ones who are sharper, the ones who are quicker to the game. So bishlam alor ameya, so that's the mechleikas, that's the learning of mechleikas. But the problem is, it doesn't fit in the psukkim so good shema. Bishlam alor ameya, k'rechsiv, the pasuk reads nicely. Lov shu kara matzoyin. When do the tzoyin become pregnant? Bizman shem mokim yat v'bar. When the valleys are covered with tua, which is adar. Ikanami, and the pasuk goes further. Ikanami shirah af yashiru. There are some that take a little longer to shirah af yashiru. Ela avlozer rab shimon. What's the main time? Yishirah af yashiru is the main time. So it's out of order. Ela avlozer rab shimon ipchem abayulei. It should say like this. Lov shu kara matzoyin. When bizman yishirah af yashiru. And then Shiv, Ikanami Damokim Yatvar, and some happened a little earlier. But the way our Pasuk reads, it's a little bit shver, because it first says Amokim Yatvar, which is not the normal. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Merava, the Kuli Amo, Lov Shukar Matsoim is Manchim Amokim Yatvar. It's not the Machlaikis. Everyone agrees that the time when they become pregnant is the time of Adar, the time of Amokim Yatvar. So what's the Machlaikis? Fiza, everyone should hold Echod Ba'el as a Rosh Hashanah Le Bais Behema. What's the Machlaikis? They're arguing in a hekesh, a different pasuk. They're arguing how to make a hekesh. It says in the pasuk, aser to aser, which is talking about tvua pasuk, because it says aser to aser is called tvua zarecha. Hayetzi asada shana shana. But we darshim from double lashon aser, but shnei meisrus across the davar. It's talking about two meisrus. Sai meisr behema, echad meisr behema, vechad meisr dogon. Both meisr behema and meisr of tvua. So Rameya Sava Makish Maisa Behemo Maisa Dogon. Everyone holds to make a hekesh, but he makes the hekesh this way, Rameya. Rameya says, Makish Maisa Behemo Maisa Dogon. Ma Maisa Dogon, Samach Lagomra, just like Maisa Dogon. We, at the turn of the new year is Echab Tishrei, why could Samach Lagomra, because Samach Lagomra Yisurai, that the Maiser of the year, that we call it a new year, is totally in the Gemar, and by Gemar or Tfua is around Tishrei time. Why? Because they cut it in Nisan. And they put it in the field to dry until they bring it into the house, Tishrei time. So there, the Ma'aseh Dagon, the turn of the new year, is Samach Lizman Yisura. So Af Ma'aseh Behema, Samach Gamra Yisura. When it's complete, that's when the Ma'aseh is. When is it complete? Complete in Av, it's born in Av. So therefore, the Ma'aseh is same time as when it's completed. So the heck is like this, just like by Ma'aseh Dagon, the Zman of the new year is Bishman when it's completed, which is Echa B'Tishrei, same thing in Ma'aseh Behema, the Zman of Ma'aseh of the new year is Bishman when it's completed, which is next to Av, which is Echa B'El. But Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, Savri, no, we make a hekesh directly. Makesh Ma'aseh Behema Ma'aseh Dagon. Ma Ma'aseh Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. Just like Ma'aseh Dagon, it's Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Af Ma'aseh Behema Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. Ma'aseh Behema also, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei and not El. So really, the Emun agrees the Pshat and the Pasuk the same thing. Just it's Machlekes how to make the hekesh when. When is the time for Meiser? How do you make the hekesh? Isn't that Samach Gomrai or exactly the same time? Zogta Gemara Vayit. It said further about Echad B'Tishrei, what the different Rosh Hashanahs, what different, the Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for different things. What are the things? It says, V'Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, V'L'Shmitim, V'L'Yavlois, L'Natia, V'L'Yarakos. I'm going to talk about all these. The first one says, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. Now, what does that mean, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim? So, Rosh Hashanah, what does that mean? So, Gemara has a few different Peshatim. V'Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. My Hilchasa. What's in the Geya that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim? Amra Papa L'Shtaris. It's the Geya of Shtaris. And why do you need a date on a Shtar? The Tanan. Shtar Yechayiv HaMakdamim Sulim. If it's a muktam, it's possible. Macharim k'sherim, it's a mulcher, it's kosher. So for years, and we had a whole sukkotar in our base, why we have to write the exact date, and why do we have to know when the turn of the year is, because people might forget. And therefore, shouldn't have story chayv amakdamim, we have echa b'tishrei rosh hashanah l'shtaris. And the obvious question is, about Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, echa b'nisan is rosh hashanah malachim, rosh chayesh nisan is rosh hashanah malachim. So what does that mean? It's Roshana Malachim. Vamrav Chislo Shtaris. That's Vishtaris. So Shtikla Stira over here. On one hand, we're saying Vishtaris, which means when do you count the new year of the Melech? Echa B'Nisan. And here we're saying it's Echa B'Tishrei. So it's often a Stira from one half of the Mishnah to the next half of the Mishnah.
What are we counting in Echa B'Tishrei?
That's the new year for the king.
New year for the king?
Also. Yeah, also, yeah. Shtaris. That's what I mean, Shtaris. New year for the king. So on one hand, it said by Echa B'Nisan is a Malachim. They're called the Malachim. Here called the Shanim. But there is a staris, here's a staris, which means it means the same thing. That for a king, we'll consider it the new year. So when it's like Kasha, it's not Shver. If you follow the Gemara, it's not based on Gimel, it wouldn't be so Shver. Like Kasha, Kala Malchi Yisrael, Kala Malchi Umas Olam. That Malchi Yisrael, they go with Echad Nisan. We learn it out from Shlomo HaMelech. It's one of the places that we learn out from Shlomo HaMelech, that Malchi Yisrael go with Nisan. Masha'inkin, the Malchi Umas, go with Tishrei like we saw in the Pesukim and Nechemya. So therefore, it's not a stira. The Rosh Hashanah Malachim, the beginning of the Mishnah, is where Malchi Yisrael. But it says, Rosh Hashanah took Malchi Umas. So Gemara has a kasha then. If it's basically a first Mishnah, say, Allah, Adam Rav Chista. Rav Chista gives you a memra before. On Daf Gimel, he says a memra. He says, Lo Yishon, Vela Malchi Yisrael. The whole din of Nisan is Dafka Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Umas, Ayla, I'm a Tishrei, and he came from Tishrei. L'chayritz on first Mishnah, Rav Chista, Masis Vasal Hashminam. Rav Chista comes with his whole memra, ki'ilu, he's being mechadish you something. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. If not, he have a steer in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no, Lord Rav Chista wasn't trying to tell you this halacha, that there's a chilek between Malchi Umayis and Malchi Yisrael. That wasn't his point. His point was, Karayi also Lashmino, he's teaching you the psukim, how to bring a raya from the Chemya ben Chachilah, that pasuk, that you go by Malchi Umayis for Tishrei and not for Nisan. That was Rav Chista's point. That's one teretz. Rav Chista will hold, our Mishnah does not say this. Our Mishnah means something else. When it says Lashonim, it does not mean for shtaros. Our Mishnah only says shtaros by Malachim, and then you have to speak out. That's only for Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Umas. What does Lashonim mean? Karab Zeru. Rav Zeru says that when it says Lashonim means that according to this Ma'adi Amar, according to our Mishnah, the year starts on Tishrei. The tekufas of the year, the four tekufas of the year, start on Tishrei. Rav Eliezer, Yidom Tishrei Nivra Olam. It's going to go to Rav Eliezer holds that the world was created by Tishrei. We have a machlekes, we'll have later on the Masechta. A machlekes, Rav Eliezer, if you hold that a Tishrei Nivra Olam, or the other man, the Yama holds that a Nisan Nivra Olam. It's machlekes. So we're going, our mission is going according to my name, Tishrei Nivra Olam, and therefore we say that Tekufa starts on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, on the Aleph Tishrei. Every Tekufa is 7.5 hours removed from the Tekufa before that, and therefore it makes a difference because it comes out in Nisan, it's 15 hours removed from Aleph Tishrei. The Tekufa Nisan will start 15 hours into past Rosh Chodesh. And what's an Afmir Lahalacha? It's not clear if it is an Afmir Lahalacha. If it's really an Afmir Lahalacha, or just when the Tekufa starts, if there's Taka and Afkamir Lahalacha. So we have already two pshat of our Mishnah what Shana means. Either Shana means Shtaris, or it means the Tekufa. No, so the first ratio of Mishnah Malachim means Malchei Yisrael, because it says Nisan. And Rav Chista on that says, Lo Yishon of Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Umayis says Tishrei. There's no Mishnah about that. There's no Mishnah about that. He's talking about our Mishnah. Lo Yishon that our Mishnah says Alf Nisan is only Malchei Yisrael. Of Malchei Umayis is a Tishrei. Rav Chista is telling you Halacha, that's not in the Mishnah. He's telling you a Kiddush.
Tishrei is referring to what?
Tekufa. Shana means Tekufa. That the Tekufa starts.
To what?
The when the Tekufa starts. What's the gay? That's how I spoke out. It's not the partial what it's the gay. It's not the partial what it's the gay. But that's when you count the Moila, that's when you count the new Tekufa starts from Aleph Tishrei. It's not clear if it's the gay, the halacha, the mice or not. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar Ladin, a third pshat in Lashonim. Lashonim means that Rosh Hashanah is a new year for Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beginning of every year, plans out the gzeiros of the year and all the things that are going to happen that year. So when is that? Aleph Tishrei. Nach Vitzchak Amar Ladin. The Chassid says in Pasuk, Einei Hashem Elekecha, Eretz Asher Asaf, beginning of Pasuk, Eretz Asher Hashem Elekecha Dorish Asher Tamid, Einei Hashem Elekecha Ba, Mereishis Hashanah V'Adachas Hashanah. Hashem's eyes is on it, Mereishis Hashanah V'Adachas Hashanah. And we dash it means Ladin. Beginning of the year, you ready? Hashem already is done. What's to be the end of the year? When my Tishrei who? How do you know this pasuk Mereish Hashanah means Taka Tishrei? Our Mishnah was saying means Alf Tishrei Ladin means that Hashem gives din beginning of the year and he bring a right from this pasuk. Who says pasuk Tishrei? The Chassid says in the pasuk Tiku Bechayda Shoyfa by Kesa LeYoyim Chagenu Ezuhu Chag, which Yom Tif is the yontiv that's called Bakesa, that the moon is covered. When there's no, you can't see the moon, which means which yontiv is on Rosh Chodesh? Only one yontiv is on Rosh Chodesh. That is Havayim is Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk goes further and says, Ki choykli Yisrael hu mishpal lekei Yaakov. That day is a day of choykli Yisrael and mishpal lekei Yaakov. It's a day of choyke mishpat, the day when Hashem dons the whole world. So you see that the Yom Tiv that's on Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tiv of Din. And how do you know it's Rosh Chodesh? Because it's Skasa. So we know it must be Aleph Tishrei. So therefore we know Mereish Hashanah V'Arach Hashanah also is going Aleph Tishrei. It always bothered me that L'Chaira, what's going on here? Why can't you bring a bigger ride? Why have to bring a ride from Bekhesa that's Rosh Hashanah? I'll tell you right to Rosh Hashanah. It says Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. When do you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So I know it's month of Rosh Hashanah. Why do you bring a ride from Bekhesa? So I found over here the Achronim asked the Kasha. I had the Kasha and Beya on the Tazayin. So some of the Chachamim asked the Kasha, and they say that maybe you would think that you're blowing Shofar on Sukkos, maybe it's the middle of the month, maybe you made one Rosh Hashanah. It's a Chachamim Shtigla Ara. Why can you arrive and take a Shofar that's arrived? But Agumah bring Rafa Melech Kesa, and we're saying that the beginning of the year is the year when there's Din, and that's what our Mishnah means. Lashana means Ladin.